Jim Coughlin from Windows Live Product Management, and we're here to talk today about Windows Live SkyDriver, which is entering a new beta today.
I'm Doug Pierce. I'm a lead program manager at Windows Live. I work on SkyDrive.
Windows Live SkyDrive is an online storage service where you can get anywhere access to your own files, and you can also share files with either with anyone in the world or with a specific list of friends that you designate. The service has been in beta for about a month now under the old name, which was Windows Live Folders. That was kind of a project name. Now we have a new name, Windows Live SkyDrive, and we also have a bunch of new features that Doug is going to be demoing here for you in a minute. And the last thing before turning it over to Doug is that the way you access your SkyDrive, all the information on SkyDrive, is with your Windows Live ID, which is just the same thing that you sign into Hotmail with or use with Messenger or any of the other Windows Live services.
All right, so I wanted to start here at the front page of Windows Live SkyDrive. And you can see it's really exactly what Jim said. It's a place where you can go and store files for yourself, you can share files with your friends, you can make files available to the world. It's a great thing if you want to put something on your blog, for example. So let's get started. We're going to come in, we're going to sign in with our Live ID. I'm just going to sign in here real quick. That'll bring us to my view of my files, so my homepage. And you know, again, you can see my personal folders. These are just mine, the folders that I'm sharing with friends, and folders that I've made available to anyone. And what we're going to do today is just we're going to create a shared folder.
So there's a lock by the personal folders. What does that mean?
So that just means those are only files that only you can see, and they're of course protected with your Windows Live ID. And the ones with the little people icon are the ones you're sharing with your friends.
Are those also protected somehow?
To those friends.
Okay.
Yeah. And the public folders, of course, available to them. So let's go set up a shared folder. I'm just going to click Create a Shared Folder. And let's say we're planning a trip. We've actually been talking about going to the Yucatan. So if I were planning a trip to Yucatan, I could just create a new folder here. And I'm going to pick some people I'm going to share with. I've got my friend Chris the Discoverer. And my friend, let's say Pierre, we're talking about going on this trip together. And I've made Chris a reader, so he can just come in and see the files. But I'm going to make Pierre a contributor, so he can come in and edit the files, say if we're planning a trip together, and we were good friends and less trusting of Chris.
So that list of people, where did it come from?
So this is my list of contacts. You'll see the same list in Hotmail, in your address book, and in Messenger.
So that just automatically shows up?
Automatically.
Awesome.
So let's just click here. We're going to create the folder. And the first thing it's going to prompt me to do is add some files. And I've been working on this trip right here on my desktop. And of course, the files have been stuck on my desktop. But I can just select them all and really quickly just drag and drop them right into the web page. And you'll see it just creates a quick list of them. And I can click Upload to put these on my SkyDrive. So it'll go through each of them and tell me as it uploads each one.
So you got all those files from that folder on your PC uploaded to SkyDrive, just like that.
Just like that. So, you know, we just tell you real quick, you know, you're done, you've added these files, and you can see that I've added a couple of pictures, a spreadsheet, and Word doc. And then I think the natural next thing to do is just to go tell my friends I put these online. So I'm just going to hit send a link real quick and just a shortcut to my mail client on my desktop. And I'm just going to go, let's see. Pierre and Chris, the Discoverer, he's an adventurous fellow, and just you know, send them a quick email, and then that link, if let's pretend to be them for a moment, if they were to click on that link, it would open this folder from their point of view. So this is what Pierre would see, is you know, Yucatan trip. You know, you can also see that it's shared with a group of people, and you can just go and click on one of them if you wanted to look at it online or download it, and it'll pop up here with a preview. And then you can just quickly, you know, loop through and see the other files that we uploaded. So there was a picture of us, we're hoping to do some snorkeling, the spreadsheet, of course, the Word doc, and then it'll just loop right back through. And, you know, you can open the file or download it. In this case, I'll just do open it and just check it out real quick. And there's the picture of one of the live maps of where we're going to be going on our trip.
So you uploaded the files, and then you sent the email to Pierre and mm-hmm. your other friend, mm-hmm. and then you showed how it would be if they clicked on that link in that email and they came up there. Mm-hmm. But what's to prevent other people from coming to that same and getting to that information?
Well, again, you know, this is restricted to just this group of people. So it's only going to be the people who you said could see it can actually come here, and they'll have to log in with their live ID in order to see it.
Okay.
As well. So there's one other thing, a couple of things we wanted to show. So one of the things that we added is a nice way, so as you go to other people's SkyDrives and take a look, it's just a nice way to get back to files you've seen before. So, like I said, Pierre and I are friends, so I'm just going to click and I can go and see the files in his SkyDrive that are available to me. So the shared file folders are the ones that where he said I have access to them. I might be a reader or a contributor. And then the public folders are files he's just sharing with the world. And the other thing we can do here is that we can just click here and go check out Pierre's Windows Live space. And we've made it really easy. So as Pierre has made this blog post, he's trying to get a job. Trying to get a job and has been posting about this on Spaces. And really, right here, you can see this Word document he's posted. So it's really easy to take the document you put in your SkyDrive and put it on a blog post and write them on here. And then, you know, just really quickly, you could click open the file or save the file. So if I wanted to hire Pierre, which I don't, that's how I would go and do it.
I'm going to hire Pierre, actually.
He's a good guy.
Yeah.
And there's another thing we're working on for Spaces, actually, so that when someone goes to your space, they can actually just see right on your space a list of all the files that they have access to or that you've made public and available to the world.
Great.
Right there in your space.
Kind of a Spaces, a module?
Yeah, so it's called a Spaces part.
Okay.
But you get 500 megabytes of file storage in the beta.
The current beta is still a limited beta. It's in the U.S., in the U.K., and India only. Right now, and over this coming year, we'll be expanding it to more markets and more users as we go.